Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Walker County commissioners have narrowed their options for balancing the 2027 county budget. Officials say neither option will require a property tax increase. Commissioners held another public budget meeting on Tuesday after postponing a vote earlier this month because of a $1.9 million shortfall. The remaining debate centers on employee compensation. There are two options. The first would provide county employees with a 3% cost of living raise and require about $900,000 from the county's fund balance. The second option would provide employees a one-time $1,500 payment costing about $750,000 while requiring about $650,000 from the fund balance. Chairwoman Angie Teams says she prefers the option that takes less from the county's reserves. The county has also reduced plans for new firefighters from 9 positions to 3, with no other new positions planned. County officials say there would be no property tax increase, no change to the public safety fee, and the county will provide a full rollback of the millage rate. Commissioners are scheduled to vote on the final budget September the 3rd. A Jackson County woman is facing 39 theft of property charges ranging from first through fourth degree theft. That after investigators say she stole about $185,000 from employees' paychecks. Jackson County Sheriff Rocky Harnon says Jasmine Levier of Hollywood worked in payroll for a local business and is accused of skimming money from other employees' checks over a period of time. Levier was arrested last week and has since bonded out of the Jackson County Jail. A woman accused of taking thousands of dollars from area parents for sports photographs that were allegedly never delivered has been taken into custody. Shauna M. Holland was arrested over the weekend by Coffee County Sheriff's deputies. Authorities say Holland, operating under the business Kaleidoscope Photography, took annual sports photographs and collected payments from parents in Coffee, Marion, and other area Tennessee counties. Investigators allege the photographs were never produced and that thousands of dollars were collected from the local parents. The case remains under investigation. After almost 4 decades in the healthcare industry, CHI Memorial Market President and CEO Janelle Riley has announced she is retiring. 37 years as a healthcare worker, including the past 10 years leading Common Spirit Health Operations in Tennessee and North Georgia. Common Spirit South Region President Matt Brown praised Riley for what he called her extraordinary leadership and commitment to compassionate care. Brown said Riley's legacy will continue to be felt throughout the communities she served for years to come. In sports, Dade County heads to Pepperell on Friday night. We'll have action for you right here live on Classic Hits KWIN. And the Braves are set to wrap up the 3-game midweek series with Minnesota. Airtime today for the Ford Leadoff Show is 12:25. That first pitch at 1:40 this afternoon. That's before the Braves wrap it up and head to Chicago for 1 game against the White Sox. It's a makeup game from earlier in the season. That's 12:55 tomorrow afternoon here on your home for the Atlanta Braves for 30 years. Classic Hits KWIN. Stay up to date anytime, news around the clock, 24/7 at discoverdade.com, and all day long here on Classic Hits KWIN at 101.3 FM, 104.3 FM, 106.1 FM, and AM 1420. I'm Mike Powers.